you choose to implement these principles starting today, right now, if all of us decided, hey, I'm going to deliver my services and my products, you know, and I'm going to qualify my customers, make sure it's the right customers. I'm not going to try to, that was it for me. For you, it might be something else. You know, why don't you take a break from this for a moment, take a minute or two, get a piece of paper and a pen and or your, you know, laptop or a notepad and start a journal and write down every time you're listening to these episodes what ideas or thoughts are coming to you that in you in your business is like a fly hitting the window. You will know. Just identify them, what they are, the problems. For us, it wasn't that we didn't have a great product to offer. It was that we were making offers to people that weren't qualified initially. And then once we eliminated that, then the success rate started to go up. So think about that for yourself, for your life. Go and look in your business. What list about, you know, maybe top three, top 10 things. If there's more, well, your business isn't gonna need some shift. And I'm available here to coach you. So, you know, my website is just Indira.com or Jevolution.com. And I'd be happy to do a free consultation with you. Right now, I'm open to doing that and to help you and to serve you. So, that offer may not always stand because, you know, as life grows and we change, I always have to say that, but I'm putting it out there on this particular episode because I have some time available. I'd be happy to hear from you in person and go from there. So, you know, with that said, I want to really bring in Jonathan now to talk about constant right action and maybe some of the things that he either recommends or some of the challenges that he's overcome. You know, we're overcoming these challenges daily, and, you know, we want to look at, you know, we want to recognize that there's glass there. If we're a fly hitting the window, we want to recognize what is it that we're hitting. We're hitting the glass. We're hitting a problem, but that doesn't mean we have to keep doing it. Once we recognize your glass, we go, oh, well, maybe there's an open door. You can go fly around a little bit and see if there's a crack and fly through the door and get back out in the sunlight. So with that said, I'll hand it over to Jonathan to share his thoughts.
Yeah, thank you. I really connect with what you said about the fact that Dan, when he got started, he didn't overplan. He didn't have the technical skills to figure out how to make the shirts, anything like that. Not that I know of. I mean, he didn't actually make them. I'm sure he had them printed or whatever. He just saw an opportunity, and he saw that it was going to grow. And he, believe it or not, a really, really great way to take constant right action is to take action. I know it sounds obvious, but again, like the people that live in Tornado Alley and wonder why they might get hit by a tornado one day, you take the action and the right action, as we've talked about, and you end up learning and adjusting a lot quicker when you start to take those actions. And you could test out a market, you could test out something different, you could just try. You could ask people. There are so many ways when you just take the action and overcome any fears or hesitations and or fear of ridicule or failure or anything like that. With Dan, I didn't see any of that. He just did it. And a lot of successful people, that's what they do. They don't wonder if they can or if they can, you know, or they don't wonder if they should charge this or that. They just do something. And they figure out while they're going along on their path and make adjustments wherever they need to. And so it's a really interesting and freeing experience to do that, to take the actions, even though you may have hesitations or, you know, may not know the outcome. And that's one of the really crucial things in business, I think, that Indira spoke about in episode one that I remember now, is in business, you can only control what you and people in your business do. You can't control, you can't actually control what the customer does. And the way that that differs from a technological job or projects, or my mind comes from a somewhat technical angle, is with technical, unless there's some sort of malfunction, you do something and then there is a result. You add up these numbers and there is an answer. It's definite, it's tangible, and it is
Logical.
logical and predictable. Now, with business or money, you can.
Entrepreneur and an expansive mind, the right brain, creative brain, the
You
feminine mind.
can offer any product or service, but you cannot force someone. There's no definite result. You cannot make someone buy it. They have to choose to buy it. They have to either want it or really, really need it. So that's the interesting thing. That's where the letting go comes in and surrendering the action. It's essential. It is absolutely essential, and not fearing the unknown, because when someone starts selling a product out of their trunk, which I've heard of several that have become multinational corporations, I don't think any of them thought that it would expand to such a huge company, and we can't always plan out exactly how that's going to happen. Some people may be able to, but there are always intangibles in the market, and with finding out what people want, it's always changing in the way that you deliver that message to them. And so I thought that was really crucial to let go and understand that, the logical mind and then the creative mind function in different ways. And we have to let it go as best as we can. Once we do our best and put out whatever it is we're putting out as a message or a product, and then see the results. And then from there, we can ask questions. Like I said, we can check with the customers, find out what they want. And so it really gets you out of, when you serve your customers really well, I mean, it gets you out of only thinking about yourself, and you begin to think about how can I serve other people? And that's a really great thing either way. So a side effect of that, if you will, is that you begin to see how, wait, I'm doing this in business. And then when you begin to earn extra money, you think, I can do this with charities, I can do this with nonprofits, I can find ways to reach out to so many other people. And you just start to think differently when you go to really wanting to help whoever you're serving. Then it enacts a universal law, that very subtle, powerful, infinite intelligence to help drive what it is you're trying to do to serve those people. So.
So, yeah, I mean, I can definitely let Jonathan bring this to close, and I want it to be consistent with you, consistent right action. You know, if I teach it, I live it. And like I said, I'm 7 months pregnant, so I have, a lot of guests, maybe about 20 or 30 guests that I wanted to introduce to this show. However, I'm at the mercy of the little one right now, and I do the best I can. So when I'm feeling better and I can get all those guests scheduled again, and I have about 6 or 7 appointments at the clinic, it's very hard to get my schedule to match the entrepreneurs and the guests that I want to introduce to you at this time. And it would be great if I can get them to do it. However, with the scheduling and timing like that right now, it may not be in the highest and best good for the baby's health, and that's my first priority. So what I'm doing is I'm giving a lot more of my time and energy, and as soon as I'm better and things are, doesn't mean I will not be interviewing any other entrepreneurs. I will do my best to do it. However, like I said, my schedule is so all over the place right now, and my priorities are for Jonathan and I to deliver this message to you and to serve you and to help you and to hopefully have you as our clients and our customers, that you are listening to us and that you're interested, that you'll start to email us or connect with us and start joining our social networks and becoming part of the team. As we're mutually sharing with each other, we still are open to questions and things like that, and I'd be happy to do some you know, free sessions are, of course, very limited, but I do have at least two or three available slots this week, and I would love for any of you that's listening to this to contact me, and I'd be happy to schedule that in for you as I try to serve more and more. And I'm really looking forward to the next show and the next episode. And I want to wish you a tremendously successful business. As I get more time and energy, I will be sharing more and more. Have a really wonderful day.